For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says a whistleblower has provided him documents showing former Special Prosecutor Jack Smith was targeting hundreds of Republican people and organizations during his investigations of President Trump. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the documents revealed Special Prosecutor Jack Smith issued subpoenas to 34 people and 163 businesses, including banks, demanding information about more than 400 Republican people and organizations. He got one email from one of Smith's prosecutors about a news article about January 6th, and it said,
"Can we do some work to nail down Trump's role in this?"
Republican lawmakers whose phone records were subpoenaed, like Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, were outraged.
What is revealed in those 1,700 pages of documents, in those 197 subpoenas, is nothing short of a Biden administration enemies list.
The senators are calling for congressional hearings.
A Democrat congressional candidate in Illinois has been indicted along with five others over blocking vehicles during protest outside of a federal immigration enforcement building in suburban Chicago, according to court documents. The indictment, filed last week by a special grand jury, accuses Kat Abughazaleh of blocking a federal agent outside of the detention center. The indictment also said the group banged on the car, pushed against it, broke a mirror, and scratched the letters PIG on the vehicle. Federal officials in Los Angeles detailed charges against individuals accused of criminal conduct during immigration enforcement operations. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley announcing the arrest of 10 individuals charged with engaging in violence directed at law enforcement and civil disorder over ICE operations in L.A. this summer.
Two defendants charged in today's complaint were recorded lighting debris on fire and throwing it at CHP vehicles, pouring what appeared to be flammable liquid, which increased the size of the flames.
Others are accused of throwing rocks, bottles, and pepper spraying officers. Esaley revealing 97 people have been charged with related crimes since June.
18 have pleaded guilty. 16 are in what we call post-complaint and pre-indictment stage.
Adding 44 are set for trial between now and the spring.
Officials released photos working to identify several others involved. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation against Lorex Technology for potentially selling cameras from a system associated with the Chinese Communist Party. The Office of the Attorney General will be investigating whether Lorex is deceptively selling goods known to pose national security and privacy risks while representing them as secure, safe, and appropriate for residential use. A West Coast university is dropping its race-based scholarship program. More from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Jarrett Stepman of the Heritage Foundation states the University of California, San Diego shifted funds for a scholarship program to an off-campus nonprofit, which supposedly allowed them to award scholarships to blacks only. But they eventually got sued.
So it was actually sued under a law called the Ku Klux Klan Act, which was actually passed in the 19th century to prevent conspiracies between a public entity and a private organization to deprive Americans of their civil rights. That was essentially used against the school.
He says this sends a loud warning to other colleges and universities attempting to do the same thing.
I mean, that's in part why this particular case is so important, because it shows that the Ku Klux Klan Act does have real teeth in going after these schools. So while other schools may attempt to create such scholarships, they now have that legal threat hanging over their head.
Stepman notes the university renamed the program and opened it to students of all races to avoid going to court. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Fox Business says Walmart has announced its annual Thanksgiving and Christmas sales events are coming back with significant deals. Walmart's U.S. CEO John Furner said that some products will be up to 60% off, with many deals under $20. Amazon began October with its Prime Day event, while Best Buy said its annual Black Friday sale will kick off October 31st. That is all our time for now. Find more news at afn.net.